top 10 office gripes.
Yes.
There's a list of what normal people think, and then there's the list of what AJ thinks.
I'm normal, too.
What are your top 10 office gripes, AJ? If you call in and guess one, that's on AJ's list of seven. Yes, seven.
Yep.
1-877-764-2535, the Connecticut Lottery phone line. First one on to pick one off gets Leonard Skinner tickets. Gina in Milford.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on.
Hi. People heating up stinky food in the microwave.
Nope.
That is on this list that I have, but not AJ's list.
Not my list, no.
Ah, oh, dagnabbit.
Dagnabbit. All right,
have a good day,
guys. Dagnabbit. Dagnabbit. I raise my fist.
How would Vince Neil say dagnabbit?
Get out of him! Get out of
Will in Waterbury.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
How about eating someone else's food out of the common refrigerator?
Not in the top 10, mine.
That is on the list, along with rotten food in the refrigerator.
Oh, wow.
But not on AJ's list.
Not on my list, no.
Dagnabbit.
Dagnabbit.
Got to put your name on everything that goes in the fridge.
John and Clinton.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Because it's AJ's list, I'm going to have to say fact checker Phil.
Nope.
Damn. Thanks a lot, guys.
It was a good theory.
Good theory. Very good theory.
Yeah.
Yeah. But not my top seven.
Not your top seven.
Not my top seven, yeah.
All right. Top seven office gripes of AJ. Guess one on the list and get Leonard Skinner tickets. You have to be the first one to do that. Ross and Trumbull.
How about people not cleaning up after themselves?
That is number three.
Boom. You're going to Leonard Skinner.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Hold on.
Yep. That's the worst. I mean, we all share a space. Clean up after yourselves.
Oh, boy, this is a big
my
one
stuff.
For you.
I clean my
I'm
stuff.
Surprised this number clean. Three, not number one.
Yeah, no, number one. I'm surprised you didn't pick off immediately.
Well, I'm not playing.
Oh, okay.
But I would think that's number one. You get in here real early and clean this whole place.
Yeah. Yeah, it's number three. And one of these is brand new on here.
So what do you want to say to the people who don't clean up after themselves?
You're a pig. You really are. You clean up. I mean, I take my stuff when I leave this studio, where I was, looks exactly pristine. Things are put away neatly. Just do the same thing.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. I mean, you know, I do it. You can do it, too. I'm sorry. Are you above me? I got to clean your stuff? No.
What kind of stuff do you have to clean?
In the past, I've cleaned off, like, you know, food off the counters or... I've
here?
Cleaned, yeah. In the past. Not recently.
All right.
But in the past, I mean, there's been, you know, things are just out of disarray, like, you know, like just thrown wherever. All these chairs are like usually like all over the goddamn place. Like, you know, like.
I don't know why this stuff makes you mad.
I don't know why either. I should just walk away like everybody else does and not give a rat's ass. But but this.
Just walk away.
You know, I mean, the studios we've been through. This is a nice studio, and they did a nice job making it look nice. And we got windows. I would have killed for windows back in the day, you know? And I was like, yeah, this is a nice studio, and everybody treats it like, you know, the crap under their shoes.
Hmm.
So.
All right.
You see?
What else is on your list?
Okay. Well, number one, I'm surprised you didn't get it, was those who park where I always park. I hate that.
How often does this happen?
It's happened in the past. Tell me to make a list. So,
okay.
I mean, if there was something that like really ticks me off, it's like when I come here and I see...
That would make you the most mad.
Exactly. That ruins my entire day. That really does.
It ruins your day.
That makes me purposely park really close so they can't open their goddamn door.
That's not your spot, though.
Shut up. So...
No, but it's not. Like, your name's not on it. It's not reserved for you.
Right, I know.
That's a weird thing to get so mad about.
Because I always park there, so, you know, that's where I always park.
What if it's someone who, you know, sometimes there's radiothons on other stations, people arrive early, someone's in your spot, you're still just as mad?
Yeah.
And they don't know that's your spot.
Right.
And you're still just as mad.
Right. I mean, it hasn't happened
in
a long time.
It will ruin your day.
Hasn't happened in a long time. Yeah, it usually ruins my whole day, or I resort to underhanded tactics. We'll go with that. Underhanded
What's
tactics.
What's your underhanded tactics?
I can't tell you, because then, you know, I've resorted to them before.
It's double secret.
Exactly. Underhanded. Right. One does not admit a crime. So anyway,
you don't do any damage to the vehicle.
No.
You're like soiling the handles or something.
The vehicle's fine. Everything's fine. So number two.
Wow.
Is
ignored my question.
And this has been happening.
You're more evil than I thought.
Oh yeah, no, I'm good. I'm the king of revenge.
Scaring me a little bit now.
Thank you. Everybody has two sides. Anyway, number two, and this has been happening lately a lot.
What about this dark side to you? What do we need to know?
I wouldn't get on it.
There is a lot of anger in there. There's a lot of anger.
Yes. If you see me walking away whistling, be worried. Anyway, so number two is, and this has been happening lately. Lately, folks been leaving the coffee pot on with no water in it. So I'm walking in here and I'm smelling something burning, and it's the coffee pot is on. There's no coffee in it, so it's burning. And one of these days, all of a sudden, it's going to be that part of the building gone. I luckily get here in time to shut the thing off before fire happens. So that ticks me off. It's like, yep, just shut it off. You're not going to refill it. You're not going to make more coffee. Shut it off.
Are you happy being this angry?
Right now, yeah.
You sound it. You actually sound mad but happy at the same time that you're getting all this out.
Exactly. This is like therapy for me.
AJ's right about the coffee, though. We got a new system because we're going through like a whole kitchen revamp deal.
Right.
And the water is not immediately available. So like if there's a problem, a fire or some kind of electrical situation where you need to put that fire out, there's nothing immediately there.
Nothing. Yeah. And I've walked and gone, what's that smell? And I know the smell of a coffee pot that's burning.
You're
whose
100%
job is it
right
to turn it off, though?
If you empty the pot and you're not going to refill it, turn it off.
Turn it off, yeah. That's what I do. As soon as I
click it off.
I make our coffee, and the one that's empty, I shut it back off again. I also take the grounds back out of it so it's ready for the next person to use. That's what I do.
You know?
It's a nightmare over there.
Yeah,
everyone's just like, it's a free-for-all.
Clearly, I have a better life because I don't care.
I guess
I walk through the building. I put my bag down. I do my show.
Right.
I pick up my bag. I walk out the building.
Right. Same whistle.
Is the
in and
building
out.
Still here?
Right.
Great.
Right.
I've sent emails about this in the past. No help. I've emailed
really?
Boss Keith. I'm like, I know how this sounds. It's important that you know this is what's going on. And he goes, it's me. I'm the biggest dickhead in this building. I finish the coffee and I walk away. Deal with it.
Then just shut the pot off.
Shut the pot off.
Just shut the pot off.
That should be our next, like, go F yourself.
Shut the pot off. Shut the pot off.
Shut the pot off.
I was like, how does this happen?
I like that.
Work here for so long, you don't know how to make coffee.
Right.
No, it's not that you don't know how to make it.
Just don't care to.
No, what happens is, it's like leaving a sliver of donut in the break room.
Uh-huh.
Just eat the whole friggin' thing, by the way.
Yeah.
But when you pour the coffee, you don't want to be that person who has to fill the coffee
right.
and redo the whole thing.
Yeah.
So you leave a little sliver in there, like
a dribbles, right.
Someone else, I just made out.
Right. Yeah. It's not even enough.
But
to
then you leave it cooking there.
Yeah. It's not even like make the bottom of the coffee cup wet. That's how little there is.
Yeah.
You know, it's like won't even make it halfway across the thing.
Wow, you're mad.
I'm just saying.
What number are we?
It's so stupid to leave it on.
Got it.
Yes, anyway. We got number three already, not cleaning up one after yourself.
Yeah.
Number four.
We're only on number four.
Right.
Okay.
Leaving the chairs all over the place. Like when you're done, you do this. You put the chair back in.
Right.
You do, right?
You slide it
exactly
into
right.
its position.
Right. I mean, I've seen like
near the counter.
Meetings and stuff like that where all somebody just gets up and they leave. Just push the chair back in. Now
why does that bother you?
I don't know. I'm OCD. I have no idea. I like things to look neat.
Yeah.
You know?
Although it looks like a bomb went off on your counter over there.
When I'm done,
okay,
it's going to be beautiful.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, this one drives me nuts. Taking the last piece of pizza and then leaving the box. How many times you see
I don't get it. I don't understand. He's right again on this one.
This does happen a lot.
Take the box all the time.
The garbage can
is right
2 feet away.
Right there.
You don't even have to take a step. You just grab it and put it in a box.
They take it out, and the box is now empty. So in the morning, guess what happens? I come in. I go, oh, is it pizza? No. And I got to throw the box out.
That's why you're mad, because you thought, Who's hungry,
well, you
boy?
See that? You see
I'll
that?
Have a piece of pizza
a
for
piece
breakfast.
A piece of pizza at 2:30 in the morning is delicious.
That's right.
Just so you know.
All right, we have one more left.
Let's see. Two more.
All right.
Being constantly picked on.
What's next?
People to pick on me. Okay. Okay, when we're taking photos,
the glasses came off.
Right, when we're taking
serious
photos,
mode.
Can you wait till my face is ready? Can you at least tell me? Can you tell me we're taking a photo?
Wait until your face
just say,
is ready.
Or say 1, 2, 3. Yeah, an intern goes 1, 2, 3. Now once my eyes close, I'm like talking. And like there's so many photos where I look like I got whacked in the back of the head with a frying pan. Because it's just like, okay, click.
Wait until my face is ready.
Wait. Just say, are you ready?
Or you are
do
something
a countdown.
Else.
1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, whatever it takes.
Okay.
That's my list.
All right. Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.